they're going to respond by not giving it back to us, I would assume.
I would assume that's the case, or they'll send it back in pieces after they've gotten all of the intelligence they can out of it. The right response to that would have been to go in immediately after it had gone down and destroy it. You could do that from the air. You could do that with a quick airstrike and, in effect, make it impossible for them to benefit from having captured that drone. I was told that the president had three options on his desk. He rejected all of them.
And they all involved...
They all involved
removing the
either
drone
sending somebody in, you know, to try to recover it, or if you can't do that, and admittedly that would be a difficult operation, you certainly could have gone in and destroyed it on the ground with an airstrike. But he didn't take any of the options. He asked nicely for them to return it, and they aren't going to do that.
Should the United States now be intervening in Syria?
Well, I think Bashar Assad is a bad actor, without question. I think what we ought to do is try to support the efforts that are underway by the Arab League. And one of the intriguing developments there has been that a lot of the nations in the region have turned on Assad. So the Saudis, as well as a lot of the Gulf states, have gotten much, much tougher with the Syrians, called on them to stop killing their people. And I think we ought to work through that effort and try to support and channel those efforts to see if we can get rid of Saddam.
But not some sort of a no-fly zone or some other kind of a...
Well, I'm not in the loop these days on what's going on in the intelligence arena or who's doing what to whom out there. But I think we definitely ought to come down on the side of replacing Assad, of supporting those who want to change the regime. And clearly an awful lot of Syrians do, because they've been in the streets proving it.